Like,
not really.
No, it's just something you feel like you get on the ice and you just feel that energy, and you can just feel on the bench. You know, guys are excited and ready to go, and it was just a great start.
Can you touch on what Dustin Byfuglien provides to the team night in and night out?
Yeah.
Maybe it isn't always seen on the scoreboard.
No.
Maybe it's not seen.
No, he does it all.
What is it that he does?
He does it all. He's on a first unit, a power play, penalty kills. He can throw a body around, throw a big body check. So it's for other teams. I know when I play against him, it's always you have to be aware of him all the time. And he's just been a force for us.
What happened in that scrum in the second period there?
Not sure. I think they hit our goalie, and it was a little bit of a scrum, and then their D came from the blue line, and just got a little bit of a wrestle match with them, but there was not much there.
No.
No.
Had, I think 21 shot blocks, and they only had 21 shots through. Is that a big part of the commitment that it takes to be successful?
Yeah, everything it takes to win a hockey game, keep it out of your own net. So everybody's committed to that. If it's your appointment that has it, you're in front, you do everything it takes to block it, and everybody's been doing that, and that helps our goalie, that helps everything, and it helps us win games.
Matthew, you guys have talked about identity and playing your way. Is it easier to do that and dictate that when you haven't trailed in any series so far?
No, I mean, we always play the same way. Obviously, a game 7 to a game 1, like it's not the – sometimes it's you're so high, like the emotions from that game 7. But coming in that game 1, feeling off the crowd, we had a great start. And when we get the lead, it seems like we've been able to play really well with the lead. So that first goal is huge, and hopefully we can do that coming up second game too.